is Neri López Portas, and this is a philosophy podcast. In Vain and Nothingness, written in 1943, the French existentialist philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre identified a problem which heavily plagued modern life: mauvaise foi, literally, bad faith. Bad faith occurs when we lie to ourselves in order to spare ourselves short-term pain, but terribly suffer from long-term psychological impoverishment. We force ourselves to believe something which we're not really convinced by because it's easier. In particular, Sartre believed that what we constantly lie to ourselves about is that we don't have other options. We always do, but find it curiously more reassuring to say we don't. It lets us off the hook. Bad faith often happens around work. Sartre describes a waiter who tells himself he is just a waiter. It is lot in life. His destiny. He tells himself that he had no choice, that he has to keep on at it because he needs the money. But it's not true, is it, Sartre? We are all free. There are scary, almost sickening moments of what Sartre calls negative ecstasy, which might come late at night, when we realize that we are in fact far more free than we ever say we are, that we call throw in the job, go alive in the woods, or rape it ourselves. It can be a rowing because we have to acknowledge that we may be wasting our lives and that it the health, this is our own fault. However, much at other times, we are tempted to blame circumstances or other people. But with the typically superstitious essay, the next day we force ourselves to believe in what we're doing. The price is that we close off the opportunities for changing and improving our lives. We forget Sartre says that vain predecessions. That is what we are can be pined down to one particular job or relationship. Our brain is much bigger. It embraces in Sartre words of the things we are at present not but could possibly become. In bad faith, we keep those possibilities out of our minds. We tell ourselves that the way we are at the moment is the only way we can be. So bad faith closes down on the options of freedom. Sartre didn't see bad faith as surprising or unsolved problem. It's a natural outcome of all our mind's work. He didn't want us to feel bad. He just wanted to remind us to be as free as we really are.